So we've been sitting here. Oh, wait. No, that's not how I'm starting this episode. Here we go. High
and
energy.
Away
everyone.
We go.
No, that's not your noise. That's not your sound. What's your sound?
Honk honk.
I guess I'm honking wieners all the time.
That's what you're about. Here we go. Abraham, this is your intro. Say your name. Bam, 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 bam.
Abraham Gutierrez.
And.
Bam, 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 bam.
Erica.
And. Bam, 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 bam.
Patrick Villegas. And that's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Party
you, bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam. You are listening, or while you were listening to the.
You are continuing to listen to.
No, they're not. They shut off already. You.
Why?
Were listening to the 1 year anniversary episode of TWTA podcast.
So they're still listening if they're listening to this.
Well, they were. Some of them are. Like fucking five of them are, and they don't talk to us, but you know who you are.
Hey, one talks.
Actually,
two talk.
Dr.
Two
Dan. Talks. Dr. Dan.
Dr. Dan.
You are listening to our 1 year anniversary episode of TWTA.
Our 100th episode. No,
it is not our 100th. It is probably like our 30th episode because we haven't recorded for fucking weeks.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah, guys. We have the Rona.
We did. All of us had the Rona.
Had. Oh, no. We still.
That's what I just said.
Well, technically, we still had. No, technically, we still have it.
Technically, we still have, but we had the Rona symptoms.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I can't taste this microphone.
No, Abraham can't taste it.
No, I can't smell it.
No, that's fine. That wasn't a joke or anything like that, Erica. That's fine. Mm-hmm.
There.
So yeah, this is our 1 year, 1 year ago,
today.
TWTA. Not today. No, not today. No, it was fucking, it was like in October or something, but yeah.
Those are
flashbacks. We got a DJ to celebrate.
No, those are
1 year
flashbacks.
Ago today, Rita Repulsa decided to start fucking with us.
And when we first started, I had this weird cough, and then it went away in the middle, and now it's back.
Oh, shit.
When we started, you also had a weird leg.
And you did have a weird leg. No, she back. Didn't. No, she
no
didn't.
I didn't.
She didn't have a weird leg.
I had a good leg.
No, she broke it, like, in the third episode or something like that.
Exactly.
No.
That's in the beginning.
It wasn't the third episode.
In the beginning. There
time.
Were the heavens and the earth, and
yeah,
also
you said
Erica's
October,
stupid
and
leg.
We went to San Jose in October, so yes.
Oh, yeah.
It was in the beginning.
What we recorded in October.
We recorded what, Patrick? Are you drunk already?
Honestly, yes, I am. Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bad one.
It's, yeah.
No, because we're not reporting.
No,
that's
we
true.
Are recording.
Reporting, sir?
No, we're recording.
Reporting. We're not reporting.
And
oh, that's
off
right
to
for
a
duty
good start.
Because she's, what are you?
What do you mean
serving?
Because she's
tomorrow.
Oh yeah, you said
what?
You're serving.
What did you say you?
Yeah,
were?
That you have to something about service that you're being deployed or yeah, something.
Oh,
shit.
That's right
no.
Because deployment's tomorrow.
Yeah,
and you have to get your loadout.
Yeah, I'm working tonight.
Because she's a lady.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning at 4 a.m.
She belongs to
oh,
the
yeah.
streets.
Because our deployment.
Yeah.
Being
there you go. Her deployment, yeah, because
yeah,
she's deployment. Erica's
tomorrow.
Deploying in the morning. So
I'm deploying in the morning, so I can only.
I will be undeployed 4 hours later.
Yeah, I'm being deployed at 4.
So we have no idea what we're talking about. We did not plan this at all. We, no.
If you haven't noticed,
we have
haven't been
nothing.
Planning anything.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Haven't?
I'm conversating.
I got reports.
Yes,
you guys have been writing reports for weeks.
I said, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
like
agreeing
that.
With you. You don't like me agreeing with you?
No, I don't like you just going, mm-hmm. I need you to use words.
She needs you to say,
okay,
mm-hmm,
I don't need you to
mama.
Double
oh, okay.
tap.
Oh, no, here we go.
I don't need you to you double
oh,
tap
baby.
My comments.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I don't need that little heart.
Oh, yeah. No, you.
That's disgusting.
You don't have a little heart. You have a big old heart. Heart.
Yeah,
I
do.
You got a big old heart on right here. That's what you got.
Oh, heart on.
What?
Yeah?
Yeah, don't
is
step on my
is?
Don't step on my joke, dick. Come on.
Is that what
fuck. Okay, so let me ask you guys. Uh-huh. We have nothing to talk about. We have established nothing.
Yes.
We've been sitting here talking about reminiscing and shit about ridiculous things for 2 hours.
Yeah.
So then we were like, fuck, Erica has to leave, so we should record.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now that we're recording,
well, she
we don't
said,
know what to
I have to leave by this time. That's exactly when we started recording.
It is 7 minutes. It is no joke.
No, it's 10:02.
Oh, shit.
I was supposed
okay.
to be asleep by 10.
Okay, fair enough. So let me ask you guys, what are your favorite memories? What are things that you remember from the podcast?
Ooh,
like from the past year.
Okay,
from
the previous year.
Remember that time we went to golf and stuff? Yeah.
Okay.
We never did that.
Okay. Dusty Ballweed.
Dusty Ballweed. That's right.
That's my favorite joke.
That's way back in the day. That was not even a joke. That actually, that was reality.
Yeah, that was.
That
was
wasn't even a joke.
It was my favorite, like, bahaha moment.
Oh, and you know what? They say that whatever you can taste, you remember better. So it makes sense.
So you tasted my balls and you remember them.
Yeah, because they're all dusty.
So, blue. Okay, let me see. Maybe I can turn this into a clip show.
It tasted
and now,
like.
Here we go. We're reminiscing. Oh, go, Erica Putties.
How old is this weed? There's dust on it.
I don't smoke weed anymore, man. My weed pen exists.
This is your dusty ass weed.
I don't know where to... Oh, I'm so fucking sorry. I don't
How dare you offer her some weed and it be dusty?
I don't have weed made out of fucking caviar for you.
Dusty ass weed. Oh, see? It's so potent. You're coughing.
Yeah, it's weed. It still fucking works.
Yeah, it still works.
The batteries were low on it, though. I can see.
Yeah. You could find mummified weed and Erica will still get high. You're listening to drugs. If you're not in California, this is illegal what you're hearing.
Not me gasping, because I keep gasping.
Go, Erica.
Go. Take
do
a
drugs.
Hit. Let them hear
I
you.
Just put it out.
Let them hear you do the drugs.
No, you have to do another one. Do another drug.
Sorry, that's not a drug.
Yeah.
I'm just allergic to drugs.
He's doing drugs right there.
Say
I'm
no,
doing
kids.
The drugs.
Unless you're in California, say no.
All right.
Then say, hey, pass that dusty-ass weed over here.
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of strain is
Dude,
it?
There's
dust?
Nothing wrong with dusty weed. Come on,
no,
man.
No, there wasn't anything wrong with your dusty
yeah,
weed.
Yeah, no, I know. I got
is it
best.
Laced?
Yes.
It is. With dust.
With dust.
Those are skin flakes, you know.
Ew!
Oh, you just smoked Patrick.
Yep.
Oh!
Yep.
And he sleeps naked.
I was going to say that, but I was like, that's too far. But I do sleep naked.
Really?
Yeah.
Those are, like, that's completely? Or,
yeah.
like, with socks on?
No, why would I? No.
I don't know.
I don't think you could be naked when you have socks on, right?
No, that's not naked. Mm. That's balls out with socks.
Yeah.
Balls out with socks?
Yeah. That's ball dust.
Interesting.
Ew.
Ball dust. Weed ball dust.
Weed ball dust.
How was it? Well, give us a little review on it.
Yeah. Review my ball dust.
It tastes very ballsy.
Tastes very blue.
Oh.
Hey, whoa.
Got him.
Fucking hell, man. Oh.
And maybe, I don't know yet.
Maybe. Insert old clip
maybe
here.
I just put a clip in. I have no idea. We'll find out Sunday at 11
God.
p.m. when I'm like, fuck, I'm supposed to edit the episode. So we'll see. Maybe I put something in there. Maybe I did not.
Okay, what about your guys's?
You go first, because I can't recall right
you
now.
You got nothing?
I have another
I got
one.
Nothing.
Okay. Oh, okay, go ahead with yours.
My other one was Sass. No, Scat Squatch.
Oh, the Scat Squatch.
Oh, the Scat Squatch. That's
right. Yeah, that's real good, man. Oh, fuck, that's really awesome.
I believe there are things that aren't human that call these spaces in between populated areas home. Bigfoot, Sasquatch.
Just slow it down. You're trying to read it too fast.
Bigfoot.
Scat Squatch.
Scat Squatch.
It's gonna get.
It's a Scat Squatch.
It just scats.
Aliens and the government are all as likely a culprit as the next.
Oh my God. Is that a Scat Squatch? I don't know, kids. Wait. Listen.
Wait.
Oh, I was going scat. The oh, God.
We're talking about jazz scat. Just Just wait and listen, kids. Super bat bat do bat. Yep, that's a scat squatch.
There he goes. And in my head, he's doing this. It's so funny.
Oh man.
Fuck.
So go on.
Your scat squatch.
Oh god.
We need to draw a scat squatch. Post it up.
How do you draw a goatee on a Bigfoot, though? I don't know how to do that.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm gonna make some stickers out of Scat Squatch.
Maybe I put that in right here.
Remember, now you have to go through the episodes and remember what episode these jokes were on.
I know. I honestly, they're the same.
I think it's I'm pretty Appalachian sure
the
Trail.
Same, it's I'm pretty sure the same episode.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that episode was our best episode.
I feel like, that was my report. Thank you very much. But I also agree that, or I feel like that was probably our best episode. Like, I feel like we were just ourselves. Really on point, you know? But honestly, totally. I have to say that my thing that I'm pulling from our best or whatever, uh-huh. the best of TWTA, probably would come from that because it made me honestly it made me feel really good. I really enjoyed that Appalachian Trail episode mm-hmm. because you got fucking hard laughs out of that, and also Abraham was like super into it because I don't know if it comes across in the episode, but I was trying to be a little spooky with it, and there's a point where I'm telling my story about the man shambling through the forest, and Abraham was like, "What's shambling?" or he's like, "What's that?" And he was into it. Like, that's the thing. Yeah. That wasn't
he's
a joke.
Like, "Ooh, shampoo."
Yeah, that wasn't anything. It was he was genuinely
he was inserted in forest.
Yeah, and Abraham was like, actually fucking wait, okay, I'm in. But what's that? And I was like, fucking zombie walk. And he's like, okay, got it. And like that was enough. I enjoyed that moment because I was like, I got him. Like he's fucking he's in this spookiness. So I actually really liked that. That's such a bullshit point. But
No.
Yeah,
no,
I liked that.
Like what you were trying to do came across very well, and I was everyone's voice. So you had the audience.
Yeah.
In mm-hmm. your story.
Yeah.
You were being captivating.
Mm-hmm. I was extremely captivated. Right. Now. Captivated by this boots.
Captivated.
Yeah, he's fucking around. Oh, dude, he has his catnip tea, so he's...
Oh, he's high. He's just as high as I am.
Oh,
he's high
me
as
too. Fuck.
Not yeah. because he's... I don't do drugs.
Mm-hmm. Now that the police Nuts. Aren't listening, huh?
Yeah, man.
That was me that said that.
But yeah, I made Boots catnip tea, so he's freaking the fuck out, man.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've just let him fucking get high all day. There he is.
Signs of a good parent.
Bootsies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's yep. scared of everything, but he's like...
I
want to
know what it is
everything.
Again.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
what about yours?
What's yours?
I cannot recall.
Well, I try to think of another one. You have to think of something.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I got mine. Go.
Go for it.
No,
then.
I'm not. You have to go first.
I've listened to like three episodes.
Doesn't matter. You were involved in most of them. So.
Oh.
And I don't remember most of them. You remember that time?
Mm-hmm.
That joke was funny?
Yep. Oh, there's a knee slapper there.
That's the one.
That's it. Okay, actually, my second one mm-hmm. is pretty much the entire episode of Gay's Lion Farm.
Oh,
I really enjoy that fucking good. Episode because I got to be a fucking gay lion who
oh, yeah,
has a farm.
Right.
Yeah, and I just fucking loved it. And then we had Slacks, who was fucking
Slats.
Dropped
Slats.
Out of a helicopter.
Slats with a T, not a K.
Yeah, you kept calling him Slacks.
Well, it was Slacks who was dropped out of a fucking helicopter or what have you, and mm-hmm. that shit was just hilarious to me. That whole episode was just fucking fantastic to me.
That was a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
No?
What do you mean? I reported. Of course I liked it.
Oh, but you remember it?
When he said it, yes. Like when
fucking liar.
You guys put me on the spot? No, I don't remember. Go, you go.
I already said two.
I said two as well. You
wow.
you got
you
one more.
You haven't. No, he hasn't even said one.
He said one.
You know what, guys?
What was
those
the one?
Are
when he said that one time that it was funny.
They're all
that
my
doesn't
favorite.
Count.
And it's really hard to choose just
no.
the one.
It's a real Sophie's choice between the
exactly.
however many episodes.
You
insert
have you seen
number
that
of episodes
movie?
Here.
Yeah.
I have not.
Why would you use that reference?
Because I know that it's choosing between your kids. Because
I know it's hard.
Yeah. Oh yeah, baby, it's hard. But yeah, it's that. It's choosing between your kids or some shit. Okay, fine. It's a real The Good Son moment.
Oh, I haven't seen that, You've so I don't that? Understand that reference.
Fucking
I don't
either. Macaulay Culkin and...
Johnny Depp.
It's not Johnny Depp.
Okay.
I want to say one. It's fucking Elijah Wood.
Didn't you already say him?
From Lord of the Rings? No, I said Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, I thought... Oh, yeah, they're not the same person.
They are not the same person. I don't think... It may not be those people.
Why would I put them in the same category?
Because you've seen The Good Son?
No, I haven't. Mm. But, like, I think they're... I don't know. Like, I always put them together. Mm-hmm. But I've never actually seen a movie where they were both in it together.
A movie like that may not exist. I may be completely wrong. But that's who I'm envisioning. I'm envisioning a young Macaulay Culkin and a young Elijah Wood.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Elijah Wood is the one from Lord of the Rings, right?
Okay. Yeah. That's what I was going to ask. Of the Rings. I was like, who's that?
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings and Home Alone.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Those are the ones that I'm imagining.
Yeah, that's what I see. I see a guy. Is he?
A child.
What is he? No, he's an elf.
Hobbit?
Hobbit.
A hobbit.
He's an hobbit.
Yes.
An hobbit.
An hobbit. He's an hobbiter. Wow. He checks your taxes.
A hobbit walking around with a little kid that keeps just going, ah.
Yep. Okay. He just keeps putting on aftershave.
I forgot that's what that was.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What are we talking about?
Hobbits. Our podcast. Ourselves. Well, we're totally just sucking our own dick in this episode,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
No, but why were we talking about Elijah Wood and Macaulay Culkin?
Because you gave me shit about the Sophie's Choice reference. Because it's a movie I haven't seen.
So why and were then you I said,
because
Sophie's
it's
Choice?
A real The Good Son moment. Because the mom also chooses between her kids. Spoilers.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Then,
so basically, we're doing this because you were an asshole.
Yeah.
So, good thing that you don't remember it, Erica.
I'm trying to get back to why you said it's like so.
Because
choice.
Abraham is having to choose between the episodes because
they're all his
favorite.
Okay, thank you.
Wow.
That's where I'm at now.
Yep.
I was over here. And our topic is right here.
And maybe or maybe not. I don't know. But here's a couple of times where Erica was confused, guys.
Oh, no. Oh, that's my God. Oh, so many times.
And now it's a 3-hour episode. Sorry about that. You just tricked you into listening to every episode right now.
Oh, my God. So many times that I have been confused.
Oh, man.
Now you get a brain camp.
Brain camp?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brain camp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, come on. Think of at least one.
I'm high. I can't think of anything except snacks.
Here we go. Our most popular episode, guess.
Women of Juarez.
Why you gotta fucking, if you know it, why you gotta guess first?
Because you just asked me.
Dick. Abraham, guess.
The Women of Juarez Part 2.
Ah, ha! What an idiot you are and how funny this joke is. Because, no, dummy, it is not. It is The Women of Juarez because I'm pretty sure that's another episode, another podcast that people confused us for. So that is totally our most popular episode.
Oh, man. These people really love murder.
Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, though.
What?
Another, maybe this is a little egotistical of me.
When is it not?
It's true. I am pretty funny. Thank you, Erica. One of our most popular episodes is Jackie Chan Part 1.
And Jackie Chan Part 2.
And that's not up there yet. And Jackie Chan Part 3 and 4 and fucking apparently 5 mm-hmm. is not up there either. Because
wait, we did like no, Jackie we Chan haven't. Part 5? Oh.
No, there's we haven't.
Two, isn't
there's,
there?
There's two, but there needs to be a 3 and 4 probably because that motherfucker is crazy. That guy.
No.
Wait,
you
two
said
out?
There needs to be yes.
2 and possibly 3. I don't know if 3 is out.
We did a 3?
I don't know, honestly. I don't know. I did so much on Jackie Chan. There that guy's life is so crazy. It's so expansive.
Yeah.
It honestly got away from me. Like that him and his life and the things that he's done. Are so vast.
Is this part 3?
This is, and here we go, guys. Jackie Chan.
like that, it feels like it's about to be.
I don't know if I'm gonna get back to Jackie Chan, honestly, because there's just so fucking much. Like, I haven't even talked about his personal life. I've just talked about, like,
no, you talked about his personal life.
No, I haven't. No, I haven't talked about any of his.
I remember what's the last.
Oh, fuck off, Eric! You don't remember shit.
Oh, the last thing I remember is his mother cleaning houses.
And that was episode one. Oh. That was Jackie Chan part one.
That's pretty personal to me.
And then he became a stunt master.
That's also episode one.
And his name was Bobo.
Yep. Bow Bow.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm gonna give you credit for that. That was pretty fucking good.
Oh, yeah, where was that one? Hold on. There was like a production company. It was like
Golden
Orchids.
Tiger.
Golden
Something Tiger?
Golden Sun, you racist
Golden
fuck.
Sun.
Oh, but all right. I got half of it.
This is not Jackie Chan Part 3.
I'm remembering things.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
As you put on fucking lotion for some reason.
Because my skin is dry.
Yeah. And you haven't shaved in like 3 weeks, I can tell.
It's actually been a week. Mm. Sure. My leg hairs grow really fast, mm-hmm. which is weird because like my brows don't, but my leg hairs mm-hmm. fucking fast.
And yet you go to a brow appointment every couple of weeks, but you don't do anything with your legs.
I obviously have shaved. This is like 2 days.
There's patches. I do shave.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've shaved. Sometimes. This is 2 days.
Okay, fine. You just said it was a week, you liar, but all right.
I did not. You said it was a week.
I said it was like 3 weeks.
He said 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. And then I said it was a week. And then I was like, no, wait. Two days.
No, yeah. I was there for this conversation because I just fucking had it.
With who?
I fucking hate you.
But anyway. Yeah.
So, no, this is not Jackie Chan. Fuck off with Jackie Chan.
All right.
Okay.
You heard him, Jackie Chan? Fuck off, he said.
Yeah, if honestly, you ever wanted to meet
insert
Patrick,
Jackie
no,
Chan.
He doesn't
want to
meet you.
Hey,
sir.
Jackie Chan, if you want to be on this podcast, you are very welcome. Mm-hmm. We can try. We'll fit you in as best we can. You know, we don't know.
We have so many doctors lined up before you.
Exactly. Why are you so low?
I don't know. You turned me low.
Yeah, you're very low. I feel like I'm super loud.
He turned me low, and I've been yelling.
Oh, you have.
Say things.
Things and stuff.
Maybe get on your mic, though.
I am on my mic.
Get more on your mic.
It's basically in my mouth.
Oh,
now.
No.
You're not. Yeah, you're very low.
Yeah, there's something wrong with your mic.
I.
What did you.
You've had him off this whole time.
Same mistake as last time.
No, not last time. Last time. Okay, hold on.
Oh, jeez.
You had him low.
I got lowering and hiring backwards. I was like, fuck, I'm really high, so I'm going to lower myself. So I just got louder. And then I was like, Abraham's really low. Let me raise him. And you just fucking drifted away. Oh, shit. Okay, I got it. Here we go. Hold on. We haven't done this in a while,
this
guys.
Is our sound engineer.
Mm-hmm. God,
going,
Jesus.
Wait, which one means louder?
Okay, and Erica, I haven't fucked with yours. You're fine.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. We're better. Try it.
Hopefully you guys can hear me now.
Let's see.
It's still
low. I don't
low.
Like it.
There we go.
All right.
If it peaks, it peaks. Fuck it.
I don't know. Fuck it.
I guess these
are things we should have done before.
Yeah.
But we only had like 30 minutes to record.
We only had like 2 hours to sit here.
No, we had 2 hours to hang out, then 30 minutes
fair.
To record.
That's fair.
I suppose.
And this is why I just inserted, instead of, I edited all of this out and inserted a bunch of clips that I found funny.
Okay, well, let's talk about your progress then. Like, your weight loss progress. You mentioned it here.
Did I mention it?
Did
you mention
it?
Yeah. I don't know that I mentioned it. Okay.
I don't know if we started getting into that.
No, we didn't get into it, but he has mentioned it.
Okay, and here we go. On August 13th of 2020, I had a vertical sleeve gastrectomy. I had weight loss surgery. And so I don't know if you guys, if anyone understands really what that is, but.
I do.
Okay. You're,
oh,
yeah,
and
you're
here we
getting,
go. And,
you're
and
getting
Erica,
really, really
because
into
Erica
it.
Was a nurse. Yeah. Oh, well,
I was just going to say I wanted to go start doing more active stuff with you.
Okay, well, we're going
to. That's where I was getting to.
Oh.
Here we go. And now we're on a walk. Step, 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 step. We're doing
active
things.
Well, you went
hiking
today.
I did.
Oh, you went hiking today.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was today.
I went on a roughly...
I didn't know that was today, too, but he said he told me.
No, she did. She knew. She's lying.
I didn't know.
But it was on a roughly... You both were supposed to go, actually. But it was on a roughly 2 mile hike.
You didn't mention it.
Yes, right?
When she gave me Christmas gifts, I said... She was like...
You said we should go on a hike eventually.
No, she said...
Today was that day.
Edit. I want to see.
You guys should have
hard
known.
Edit.
No, nope.
We know what hard I said. Edit. I know what I said. Do you know what I said?
Fucking this weekend we'll go on a hike. Blah blah blah. We'll go to the whatever. We'll go on a hike, and she was like, "Okay, cool." Hard edit, and then she fucking didn't.
But
nothing
he didn't
happened.
Reminded me. He didn't reminded me. He didn't
so,
remind me.
So then you told us we should be here at this time.
Mm-hmm. No,
you're a goddamn liar.
Let's not get into times because we were because recording was spotty and all of that shit. So let's not get into times.
So we're supposed to know what time we're supposed to be here without you telling us.
So I lost a bunch of weight, guys, is my point. is what I'm saying.
I didn't know I was a mind reader.
So, yeah. Schedule your day in all day for everything. Just in case Patrick wants to do something.
Oh, okay, shit. So I should start now since we're in January.
What are your least favorite parts of this podcast?
My least favorite parts?
Yeah, what are things that you wish you hadn't said, racist?
Well, she doesn't know. And she hasn't heard them back.
I don't even.
Wait, wait, wait. And here we are back at Gay's Lion Farm with Jessica Chan.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
No, don't do it again.
I'm here with Orion.
Oh, I love that you love that. Like that's your that's bad, but I love that you love it.
Sorry, it's my Rona.
All right, I'm from.
I didn't know I was working with a bunch of racists.
What do you feel is your low point in the podcast?
My low point?
He doesn't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember lots of it. I really need to listen back to some of our episodes. By some of them, I mean all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you asked me what last episode was about, I would tell you, good question. I'll get back to you on that.
I only remember Topanga Bot. That's all I remember.
Yeah, every time I see Yoda, then I remember about it.
You go, oh, Patrick wants to fuck that.
I was like, Patrick wants to drill a hole in his skull and just fuck him.
Yeah. Yeah. When you sent that on the group, I was like, the fuck is she talking about? I had no idea. And I was like, cool, I'll take a Yoda, sure. And then I listened and I was like, oh, yeah, she was saying to fuck this.
Okay.
All right. Fine. Still, yes.
Oh man.
But
shit.
Okay, I have to say it was not on the podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm skipping the low point bullshit automatically. I'm going with high point. Honestly, talking talking about these things with you and like researching them and bullshitting with you guys and joking around, all of it has been my high point for the year. It has been fucking exquisite. Like every time we hang out.
Those don't count though, the times before and after, because if that was the case, today, right now, I knew we were gonna record. You know what I did? Mm. I brought my fucking Xbox controller.
Why?
Because we're gonna play Halo after.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because you're saying the high points and low points is hanging out before or after doing stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying yeah, that doesn't count. We're talking about the actual podcast because that's just a normal thing. That's why, you know, we didn't talk about it.
Okay. No, yeah. Fuck my...
No, but I thought...
Fuck the speech that I prepared beforehand.
You did not prepare. No, you did not prepare.
I thought he was talking about, like, talking amongst ourselves about the things that we reported on and talked about. Not like the before and after conversations.
What before and after? I never said before and after.
Oh, didn't
you?
No.
You just started fucking going off on me for no fucking reason.
No, it's not going off.
Oh, yeah. So then I understood correctly.
Yes.
Yay, me!
Wait, what before and after then?
No, there is no before
there's
and after.
There is no before and after.
You did
he
the before
said,
and after.
Yeah, what I understood was
nobody
that
nobody gives a shit about your Xbox controller.
Talking about the topics that we did with each other.
What I was getting into right now.
Oh, so the podcast.
Okay.
Yes.
Because we're cutting this episode short, what I was doing was a small amount of a previously prepared speech that I had to say thank you two idiots for being part of this podcast, and thank you for the dummies that are fucking listening to this, is what I was trying to get to, but you made it about your Xbox controller, so I don't understand where the fuck that came
from. I made it about the time that we spend before and after the podcast.
Okay.
But thank you for not understanding that then.
Fair enough.
Jerkass.
But I don't understand how you got to that point.
I don't know. He said before and after.
I genuinely
in
said,
my head.
No, he okay, before okay, and after. That's time out. I genuinely said, if you guys were listening, which you are because you both have fucking headsets on, what I said was,
wait, I got it right.
Kind of. You did until you reiterated it. What I said was, I'm going to ignore the low points and just continue on until what I find best about the podcast or whatever. Yeah. Like my most enjoyed moments or what have you. And then I was thanking you guys for being part of this.
Okay.
And then you guys shit in my mouth.
Well, if you didn't like it so much, we wouldn't do it. Well,
yeah,
I just
true.
Love shit. That's just what I do.
Yeah, you just...
Num-num-num-num-num. So this
yes, I enjoy it too.
This is our year-end anniversary spectacular. And
I enjoy spending time with you guys. It is also fun.
Sure.
See?
What?
I feel like I understood that because that's what I was getting to.
Okay.
What?
The whole hanging out before and after.
No one was said before and after.
Yeah, I don't know where you got that.
I don't know because.
What are you doing, you weird cat?
He's high, dude.
I don't do that when I'm high.
You don't run around, period. What do you mean? Like, he's running around. He's fucking. Look at him looking at shit with his dilated ass pupils.
So he's on crack.
Yeah, he's fucked, man. Leave him. He drank his catnip tea and he's fine. He's not shitting on your high. Leave him alone.
He did.
If he wants to go be strung out on fucking little kitty heroin, let him.
He did shit on my high.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
He shits everywhere. That's his thing. He likes that. He's a scat man. Scooby dooby doop yum da dub dub.
I'm a scat man. So you don't remember any episodes? Like,
unless you start talking to me about them, I'm not going to remember.
Okay, let me try and remember something else.
Okay, let me ask Erica. Wait. What's your favorite episode of Abraham's?
She doesn't remember either.
No, she doesn't. That's
wait, hold on.
I remember one I did. Two I did.
No one's asking you.
Oh. I remember two. Oh, the was there a lady sniper?
What? Oh, yeah. Okay. I forgot I did that.
Very nice.
Yeah, that one.
Okay. You don't go into detail.
Motherfucker.
What did you enjoy about that?
She was a lady and a sniper.
Uh-huh.
No, but there was like a school of lady snipers, but she was like the better one, right?
Go on.
Wait, but am I right?
Go on.
Okay. And then she was young, and then she became like a trainer because she was so good at it.
A personal trainer?
No, a sniping trainer.
Yeah.
The beach is that way.
Her name was...
Oh, I remember her name now.
Shanana. Shanana.
Okay,
close.
Okay.
Shanan. Shanana. Shanana. Shanan. Shinini.
All right.
Shakakash.
All right. I'm going to give you that.
Chicago.
You got it. I'm going to give you that. You got it.
Yeah, I think she got
awesome.
It. Yeah.
Yay, okay. Me.
Abraham. Well, no, then there's no one. I was just going to. What's my favorite episode of me? And that's so shitty.
So then yours would be of. Hers.
Mine.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember any of them.
They're honest.
The
no.
Lady of Juarez.
The ladies of Juarez.
the
women of Juarez. Go check it out, guys. Okay. Honest, genuinely, and I think I'm the right person to ask because I enjoy all of your episodes. I thoroughly and genuinely do. Because I, like yourself, am also a fan of murder.
I disagree.
But what was your most favorite one?
I don't remember her name.
Which one was the most murder?
No, I don't remember her name, but it's the one that the mom had where she had to make her daughter something Rose, where she had
Gypsy
to make her
Rose
Gypsy
Blanchard.
Rose Blanchard. Yes, that one. I have heard that story previously, but I liked the way you did it.
Oh, thank you.
Like, it didn't feel...
I don't remember how I did it, felt, but thank you.
No, it felt tactfully done. Like, where a lot of people are like, oh, fuck that bitch, and blah, blah, blah. And you probably said fuck that bitch in that episode. Probably. But it didn't seem like you were really attacking her specifically, because I don't think she's the villain in that. Like, she did what she did, but I feel like her mom really drove her to that. I feel like
she had no other choice.
Yeah. And so that is the difference that I've seen. Mm-hmm. Other podcasts that I've heard who have done Gypsy Rose paint her to be... They paint a very obscure picture as to opposed to what reality is. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you did it with what reality is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, what's your favorite of his? What is that?
Nice. Just, sucking each other off.
Sucking my orange?
Oh, yeah.
That's, yeah, thank you.
Grapefruit.
My grapefruit? No, I have an orange. Grapefruit's too big.
Not big enough, baby. You got a watermelon in that purse, huh? All right, Abraham.
Oh, my favorite episode.
Appalachian Trail.
No, that's the thing. I don't think it was the episode. It was the fucking story after that you wrote. That's with the guy with the campfire seeing the other dude and blah, blah, blah. Like, it wasn't the Wendigo, because that's when I found out what the fuck Wendigos were.
That hasn't been put out.
Wendigos?
The Wendigo story has not been put out.
What Wendigo story?
Yeah, see? That hasn't been put out.
Was I not part of this?
Maybe
not. It was never recorded. That was a story that I wrote before any of this ever started. And it was supposed to go under...
Oh, so it's not even part of the podcast.
It was supposed to go under Paranomaly and stuff. I just haven't put it out. I haven't recorded it, and I haven't put it out.
The first story?
It was... When I
leave snapping,
more or less, yeah. Actually, yeah, I sent it to you, yeah, with audio and stuff. Since then, it's been changed, it's been edited, and sound effects have been added and stuff. So it's supposed to go under Paranomaly.
That's when I did the sound effects for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
creaky.
Wait.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what was creaky. That was back in the day.
Yeah,
creaky.
That was before, dude. That was before episode one. Those are the lost episodes.
Mm-hmm. We haven't put those out. That was the lost episode.
Yeah,
I missed the lost episode. That was such a good episode. Were
legit, man. But so yeah, Wendigo has not been put out yet. It's still in production.
Well, it was the story. My point of saying that it's the stories that you write or that you wrote instead, because it wasn't the Wendigo story. I just thought that was the story you had mentioned before, but it was the one with the campfire dude.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It was that
That's
one at the
Appalachian
the...
Trail, yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's not the Appalachian Trail, even though that was good.
Mm-hmm.
That was done really well, but it's the added extra stuff, the downloadable content at the end.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's my stuff. Because, I mean, everything else you've heard, and, like, yeah, you've heard it reported on, like, in different ways. But this wasn't that. This was brand new. This was something that came out of your head and fucking painted an audio picture for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like,
yeah, and it was awesome. Well, I mean, you guys both saw. I was really into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it that was probably my favorite thing that you've done.
Oh, well, thank you, man. Thank you
on mic.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
You know, the other stuff.
Man. So yeah, this.
What about jokes? What are your favorite jokes?
No.
Ooh, that's rough, dude. That's real fucking rough.
I don't go, oh, yeah, that was a good one. Let me write that one down.
But, like, just things that made us, like, really fucking laugh.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm not saying specifically, like, you know, knock, but, like moments that made us, like, when I said he was Joe Coy and then you got very mad. That was one of my favorite ones because it was so fucking funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
And it hurt my feelings so much. Like, so much. Like, you have no idea. Uh-huh.
Like, I was trying to forget it. And
like,
then
in our personal text, I've said, come on, Joe Coy. Okay.
He's giving me shit for it. I had nothing to do with it.
Okay, so some of my favorite jokes, I have no idea who the kill... Oh, I do. It was something Corona, the murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Some of
oh,
my...
Oh, Raul? No.
Some of my...
My dad.
Well, now we know her dad is a murderer, guys. It was your, we were like,
wait
oh,
a
that's
minute, guys. I never put two and two together.
Yeah. No, it was something Corona who he killed and
Juan
buried.
Corona.
Juan Corona.
Yeah.
Who he killed and buried people in orchards or some shit.
Uh-huh.
some are my favorite jokes. There's two of them in there. One, when we were talking about the hole that he dug, when it was like a person shaped and sized hole and like all of that. And then they were police officers were given permission to pick peaches in this whatever. No. Okay, there's that.
I thought it was the disturbed grass. No, that was
awesome. But no, it was those. And then the other one, I don't know if it was in that episode, but it was. I don't remember what it was called. What the name we gave them, but it was the your evidence. Give it to me.
The examiners. That's what it was. It was,
yes. that shit made me laugh so much, man. I loved those things. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Insert clip Look. Here.
Oh yeah, insert clip. Sure.
Sure, that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys are funny fuckers.
You guys?
Favorite funny moments. I'm trying to think. Because I said that the baldest one, though, was funny.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Insert the same clip again.
Grandma.
What about her? Which?
I love her. Grandma
as a character.
She hasn't been around in a long time, man. Damn.
Dude, we laughed so hard.
Herman!
Maybe that's why I had Harold in my head earlier.
Oh, maybe.
Because Herman.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, it's just one of those names from the 50s.
Yeah. Fuck, Grandma hasn't been around in a long time, man.
Yeah. God damn. I wonder where she went.
I don't know with her. She's Napping. On. It's a pandemic. We can't be around her. We had the Rona.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
right.
Been in her room.
She's very dainty.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say.
She's got the Parkinson's.
She's very Michael J. Foxy. Oh. That's not a symptom, is it?
What about yours? You have something or no?
I'm drawing a blank on everything.
Damn you.
I have no.
We don't have to come up. I can just put things in here.
No, I think if I look at the name of the episodes.
See, I think that'll help. Like the fucking examiners,
mm-hmm.
You know?
I couldn't think of it off the top of my head.
As soon as you did your impression,
yeah,
that it just came to me. But I feel like that's going to be the case. I'll see the episode and go, oh, yeah, we talked about that and that.
Let's see. We talked about old TV.
I don't remember that.
When Patrick, Eric,
we've
and Abraham discussed
times.
All kinds of topics. What's
oh,
that?
I
you want to
like
hear about... Oh, wait, that's our intro.
TV.
Oh, remember our intro? We have an intro. Like on the little thingy.
Oh, yeah, back when we like...
First started.
Yeah.
There's a little intro.
Fuck.
Like Abraham's got your conspiracies.
You
want
to hear about... What's
Eric has got
what
your
is,
murder.
What's that? You're interested
Patrick's
in the moon
got
theory.
Your spooks,
blah, blah, blah.
Spooks.
Yeah, that's not... That's racist, but yes. Like... Erica's all about murder and blah 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 blah. And what's that? Cyanide laced tea is your mm-hmm. or is your cup of cyanide laced tea?
Yeah.
Abraham's your man on the inside of the hollow moon.
That's
oh,
right.
I love that,
dude. And there's so much stuff that like we can still talk about. There's a bunch of ghost stuff for you. There's the new vaccine
oh my God,
going out right
I just
now for me.
Learned about some box thing. Oh God,
a ghost box?
It's a possessed box.
Frank's box.
Dybbuk box.
Yes, the Dybbuk box.
Dybbuk box. Oh, yeah, those are legit.
Yes, and I wanted to talk about that with you guys.
You know who I heard
they
had a Dybbuk box?
Found one
Zach
on
Baggins.
No, there was one on...
Oh,
yes!
No, yes, but no. I was going to say,
he has
you know
everything.
What?
Wait, no,
let's
yeah,
how,
that guy
let's
does.
See how this goes.
Because isn't that you the guy that showed it to Post Malone? I'm sorry, I'm trying to get this out before I forget.
What'd you say, Post Malone?
Uh-huh, go. Post Malone did what?
He went to go see one of those Dybbuk boxes.
At Zach Baggins' house.
Yes!
Yes, I know.
That's why I'm trying to talk about it.
Okay, go on. Talk about it.
But
talk about it while I was setting up a bit. Go
I
ahead.
Think he bought it on eBay.
Oh, then you know it's good.
I hate you.
It's got good ratings.
I was trying to get my
oh, what's
thought
the
out.
The guy he bought it from has an 87% approval rating?
Definitely haunted. Must buy.
Yeah.
Subscribe and save to that one.
Oh, man.
So what?
I lost it. It's gone now.
Yeah, but I asked you, but all I heard Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Exactly.
Post Malone. Like, all right. What I was going to say is, you know what? Who I heard had a Dybbuk or bought a Dybbuk box back in the day. And let's see if we can, due to Corona, she's stuck in her room. But let's see.
Gave her recording equipment, though.
Yeah. Well, let's see if we can talk to her through the door, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I'm out now.
Oh, you're going to bring grandma
I was going to say, let's see. Let's see if she's awake. I don't know. Let's see. Grandma. Grandma, are you awake?
Grammar.
Grandma, Grandma Peggy, wake up.
What? Hello? Who's out there? Just leave it on the step.
We're not delivering anything, Grandma.
It's us. We
want to ask you a question.
Yeah, we
Nana?
Have all the people on the podcast. They want to hear from you. They're concerned about you during this Corona.
No, I don't want any Coronas. I prefer Budweiser. That's you know that. I've had O'Doul's since 1944.
Grandma.
What? Who's out there? No, just leave it on the step.
No, I want to know about a Dybbuk box.
You're addicted, what? No, thank you.
It's
Herman. Herman, there's a foul woman talking about her dick box. Herman.
Anna.
There she cracked the door. Herman.
Herman died.
Herman, what? No, oh God, no, Herman. Why? No.
Who do you think is in the box?
That's why I call it a dick box, because Herman's in there. Herman was known for his big old ding donger.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, Grandma's gone to bed. She's not well. I'm embarrassed of Grandma showing up.
What?
It's been a long time. But, okay, you know, I've gotten Grandma has gotten a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, someone had said that they couldn't even tell that Grandma and I were related. That they weren't aware that was my grandma doing the promotion in the beginning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. You guys look so much alike, though.
Yeah, but yeah. I guess we don't sound alike, because that's what's important on a podcast. That's what they were saying, that they were like, really? You do the voice? And I was like, yeah, I do that. I don't believe them. But
you liars. Yeah,
I don't believe them.
Ooh,
but
I
got that compliment.
Stupid.
We don't do names on this podcast, Erica, for the past year.
And you haven't noticed?
Well,
yeah. No, she wouldn't notice. She's on her phone, so she wouldn't
notice. Just like earlier, you're like, ugh, hard cut. You can tell me. You can be like, hard cut, and then just say the name. I guess not. Because I guess only we do that when Patrick wants to say something.
Hard cut.
No, I don't
No,
care.
I know. I wasn't going to tell you. I was just saying hard cut to piss you off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You wonder why I mean to you.
No, I don't wonder. Not anymore.
Well, now you know.
It's just something you do.
Now
I don't wonder.
Know. It's because of you.
So this has been our year in review, guys. And thank you. We're ending on a high note, apparently. So that was fantastic. So, yeah. Hopefully you heard a bunch of shit that you've already heard. And you heard Grandma talk about nonsense. And
not somebody's dick box.
And that's about it.
Herman's dick box.
Yeah.
Herman's we don't use dick names box. Here. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hoot dick box.
Hoot dick box.
We can't afford the actual sound.
No, so I do it myself. What you guys want? Well, we want outro music. Boom, boom. No, that's from Kung Pao. You can't use that.
It's not from Kung Pao.
Well, it was.
No.
Isn't it?
It is from Kung Pao.
Yeah,
you can't use that.
Ah, it is from Kung Pao. You
that's
liar.
Why I was doing my own thing.
Chugga, now, chugga,
you just costed
choo-choo.
Us $30,000.
Money, please.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Hard cut right there.
Hard cut. Yes, thank you. So, yeah, you guys, this has been a year in review. Genuinely, even though I had a prepared speech and all of that for both you guys, and Erica's on her phone and Abraham couldn't give two fucks, the podcast is probably
you
not,
say that
not probably
I'm high.
The podcast is not probably genuinely
is probably
my favorite thing to do. So much so that I quit my job and decided to make this my full time because I love doing it so much. And that has been a mistake. Massive, massive mistake.
Because you know, they say follow your dreams.
Do not do that.
No, don't do that.
Because the economy has crashed and nobody talks to us. So it has been devastating. But I still love it. I look forward, even though lately I've been disappointed because we're all dying of COVID. Mm-hmm. I still look forward to it every week. And I hope you guys do too, because
no, definitely
we enjoy, like, mm-hmm. we have heard back from some listeners, and we've helped some people through some tough times. We have genuine, actual adults and professionals interested in being on the show. And it's just fantastic, genuinely, from the bottom of our hearts, or my heart anyway. They don't have hearts.
Yeah, your heart.
From the
where my heart should be.
From the bottom of
my chest
heart
cavity.
And the empty spaces in theirs, it genuinely means the fuck. I say genuinely too much. It sincerely means everything to me to hear from you guys and to hear that you guys, honestly, anybody enjoys the fucking show, because it's just the nonsense that we genuinely, it's the things we talk about. Mm-hmm. It really and truly is just the nonsense that we get together and bullshit about when we're a little tipsy and these two are fucking druggies. And to think that you guys are sitting and listening and enjoying it is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Please join us for the next year as we hopefully continue. We have no idea when the next episode will come out, because we have no idea when we'll actually get together to record, but be there.
And we will have reports if you ended up liking that too.
Yeah, there will
let
still
us
be
know.
Reports. Yeah.
Like literally. Let us
literally.
Know.
Literally.
Literally, let it snow, guys.
Let us know.
Let it
if
snow.
If you like the reports.
Also, let Erica know that she should be up on the mic when she says things.
Literally. Shut up. But let me know if you like the reports.
Where?
Well, my cousin could tell me, Trish could tell me.
So let them know to let Eric know.
So you guys can always get a hold of us and find all the things that we do, which I will be adding to very shortly.
What is our email, Patrick?
Our email is irrelevant, Erica.
What?
Because
why?
We have a website, which we've pushed for the past three episodes, which yeah. I spent money on and set up my fucking self, which I've been trying to push you to do. And then you're always like, wait, what is our website? Is it Paranormally Pod at what?
I don't sound like that.
You, it
that's
sounded
grandma.
Exactly like that. That was a recording of you. No, that was not grandma. Grandma Herman. That's it. That's my. That's grandma. She's asleep.
Ever since
she had
today's
ever
episode,
since the stroke, she's
been going on and on
okay,
about
so
that.
Okay, so then
dick
what
box.
Is our website?
You can get a hold of us. Listen to all of our different shows and everything. Find everything that we're doing at paranormally.co.
What if they don't wanna? What is our email?
They can go fuck themselves.
What is our email?
Because I spent money on that website and I put it together myself. Our email is at the bottom of paranormally.co. You don't need to email us. You just go there and it says, hey, I have some shit to say. You type in whatever the fuck you have to say, put your name, and then you'll get a shout out on the fucking episode. So don't worry about what our email is. Go to paranormally.co. Type whatever the fuck bullshit you want to say to us, and then we'll get back to you, maybe.
What about our IG? Do we have an IG? What's our IG?
You're running our IG.
Couldn't you just fucking say
Erica
it?
Erica uses it to enter sweepstakes and fucking drawings for Disney bullshit and Loungefly bags. And
do
that's
you?
It. She never uses it. Yeah, because I get notifications that, oh, TWTA tagged you in this. And I'm like, I sure fucking didn't. But yeah, no, she hasn't put out a picture
okay,
of our fucking any of our episodes or anything like that.
I have put
that.
Something out.
Yeah, no, you put one thing, a picture of a microphone saying, go, listen. And
yeah.
Then you did not put paranormally.co or a link to the fucking
well,
show.
I forgot about it.
Yeah. So go to paranormally.co. So
okay.
You can get a hold of all of our bullshit, listen to all of our crap, and then maybe give us some fucking money.
a direct quote from Patrick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a very patient man.
Very.
You guys are absolutely wonderful. And genuinely, the people that fucking listen, you're my favorite people in the fucking world.
Yeah,
and
thank you for sticking with us.
If this is your sense of humor, I fucking love you. I would genuinely love to just have a conversation with you. I don't give a fuck. Like, forget about the podcast. Forget about all of that. If this is the shit you like, you guys are fucking awesome people, and you're my type of people. So talk to us, man. Talk to me specifically, because I would love to fucking like know you. That's all.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you guys very much. Bye bye.